Well, if you had to look up Sanctuary City in the dictionary, which city would you choose as the model? As the perfect example, the shining city on a hill. In other words, which American city is the shining standard for how to bring in tens of thousands of illegal immigrants, basically rip apart city resources, take money from the citizens who live there, and then give it to other people? Well, that city...
I was going to say, you would think it'd be San Francisco. That's what if you had asked me what I would guess it would be San Francisco. But I'm assuming I'm wrong.
I've kind of maybe already given it. What do you guys think in the chat room? You guys let me know in the comments below, just what do you guys think it is? Off the top of your head, if you had to say, San Francisco is a good guess. I would have probably thought Chicago. Or maybe New York City. Maybe Portland. I don't know. Take your pick.
I was going to say Seattle. Portland's full.
Yeah.
We're full here.
Well, the answer is... drum roll, it is Denver, Colorado. Denver, Colorado, right now. It's actively promoting itself as the model sanctuary city. Right there on City Hall, put up a Denver loves immigrants. And they want to show off how much they've and how well they've done it so that other American cities can also look at to destroy their own way of life in their own cities. Look to Denver. And now, and I wish I, by the way, I wish I was making this up. I really do. But no, the city of Denver, home to my mom, we go to Wheat Ridge, Colorado and visit my grandparents. Loved my time in Denver. They've created a new handy guide right now for other cities to teach them how to become a sanctuary for illegal border crossers. That's right. Denver has put out a handbook. The guide is titled Newcomers Playbook, a guide to welcoming newcomers into your city. And its authors say they are thrilled to offer their guide on how to plan and implement a sanctuary city. This is the Denver Playbook. Take a look at this. This is right from their website, Newcomers Playbook, a guide to welcoming newcomers into your city. You can read all of the different sections if you want. And we're going to go through a few of them here so you understand what's in this playbook, which is kind of crazy. So let's take a look at this. This is the Denver Playbook introduction. Introduction, welcome to the city and county of Denver's Newcomers Playbook. We are thrilled that you're interested in creating a welcoming environment for migrants in your city. As part of Denver's welcoming approach, we use the terms newcomers, the term newcomers, to refer to migrants. I love that. They literally have that in the second sentence here in the introduction paragraph. As part of Denver's welcoming approach, we use the term newcomers to refer to migrants. And I love that they put it in quotes too, by the way. Like, we really want you to know that we don't call them illegal immigrants or migrants.
Well, and so it's so ridiculous too, because they're painting it like those of us that are like, we don't want illegal immigrants. People love immigrants. I mean, this country is full of immigrants. That's all. We're all part, like my family are immigrants. We're all for immigrants, but it's illegal. And the thing is, they're trying to paint this as everyone coming here is an immigrant that is coming here because they're seeking legally sanctuary, and that if you're against it, you are a racist. And so now they're painting it as this rosy newcomers, these poor immigrants that have had a rough life, which some of them have. Nobody is denying that. But for them to paint everybody that doesn't believe the same thing as being racist and everything, that's the part that drives me insane.
Yeah, you're a racist, you're a xenophobe. If you won't welcome these newcomers into your backyard, into your country, that are going to tax your city's resources. This playbook is a guide divided into two sections, it writes, offering recommendations and strategies for successfully integrating newcomers into your city. Since December 2022, Denver has welcomed and assisted nearly 42,000 newcomers from the United States southern border, providing them with essential services and resources. Our efforts include helping people with onward travel as needed, offering temporary shelter, facilitating the search for permanent housing, providing vital support in terms of medical and mental health care, work authorization, legal assistance, school enrollment, and more. Do you guys get those same services? Do you get free medical care? Do you get free work legal assistance? No, you don't. But if you were an illegal immigrant or a newcomer, you get all those services. So let's go through the report a little bit here. In step one, you're going to meet with key state and city agencies. So this is what they're going to hand out to other cities. here's what you want to do. You want to make sure you're setting up and documenting or log existing community partners in the areas of support, schedule weekly meetings, organize stakeholder meetings with based on relevance and category, create groups or sheltering provider work groups to discuss challenges, updates, create a mechanism to meet collective feedback from the community. That's a lot of resources, right? Step two, you really want to make sure you have all the following needs in place: the feeding and the food and the available shelter, the length of the stay for the families, onward transportation. If they want to go someplace else, do you have buses that can take them there? They want to maybe visit a park. Do you have, you know, you need to have a single point of entry and a reception, an intake center. Identify a location with enough space and amenities. Make sure they've got restrooms and seating and access to water and snacks. Determine the staff and the hours of operation. Determine public health needs, other nursing support. Set up health screenings for those who are ill that need vaccinations. Provide donations, insert donations like clothes, shoes, for everyone. And I love this. Here's the flow chart, right? Example, the intake process. Great. They greet the new arrivals. Are they going to go onward from Denver, or are they going to stay in Denver? If yes, they're going on, well, here's the path. Gather their documents, select a desired location and a booking team to make sure their travel is taken care of. Direct them to a nursing team for their health screening, and then transport them.
Does it say, and I'm not seeing in there where that says that money is coming from to transport and everything. Is that?
They won't talk about that. And then no, if they take the no route there, then of course, well, we skip past it. But anyway, step four, offer onward transportation to another destination. Step five, set up a database, collect information, and on it goes. My favorite though is the housing section. So this is, you know, if you don't have housing, you don't have a place to live, they'll take care of that. Of course, they'll take care of all of that. We encourage programs, pursue street outreach programs designed to serve individuals. And here's the housing section. This is the price to house these individuals, over $3,000 per month for a family. And if cities and municipalities continue to shelter families while they save for move-in costs, they'll spend on average $5,134 for 2 months of sheltering costs during this time. And so they really want to support newcomers with move-in assistance, families and individuals into self-sufficiency, and make sure that they're footing the bill for this. You know, they want to make sure that they have all of this, like a family of four, the transportation costs and the housing relocation needs, all of that is taken care of. Search for units in your community, affordable housing prices, price points, reaching out to property managers to see if they're interested in participating. And what if they don't have a social security number? Legally, you don't need a SSN to rent in the United States. It says each adult will need to provide a form of identification that can be from the individual's country of origin. And if the applicant is a citizen, just mark no and then put in a local ID number. It really doesn't matter. It's all in their handbook. So if you don't have housing, we need to lean on the residents of Denver to give them housing. As local news has pointed out recently, you know, you can, if you have an extra home, you have an extra room in your home right now, Denver city mayors and the right out of their playbook are asking you to dial the phone and, you know, house an illegal immigrant in your house. Watch.
Now, if you're interested in learning more about hosting a migrant family, all you got to do is take out your phone, dial 211. It's as easy as that. You're going to be asked a few questions, things along the lines of how long are you able to host somebody? What kind of space are you available to provide? And Kettering says you can expect that phone call to last about 20 minutes. Reporting live in Denver, Nate Pelt, Fox 31.
So Texas sent busloads of illegal immigrants to Denver. Because they've been welcoming them, you know, please bring them here, as the mayor has wanted. Denver Mayor Hancock, as Michael Hancock, has wanted them. And as a sanctuary city, Denver Mayor Michael Hancock said, that's okay, you know, that they sent them here. They would have wound up here anyway, because we want them to come, basically.
What's the plan for taking in these migrants? And what do you think about more buses that could possibly be headed your way?
You know, we're going to continue doing what we've always done, take care of the migrants when they get here, help them get where they want to go, and continue to try to be as humane and compassionate as possible. It doesn't change anything. The interesting point about those migrants that came on Abbott's bus, they probably would have ended up in Denver in the first place. So we're going to continue doing what we've been doing.
According to the city, over 10,300 migrants have arrived in Denver since December. How does that number compare to previous years?
Well, we have not had this influx in the time frame that we've had them now. So 10,000 since December, that's a lot. And it stressed our resources, really challenged us to kind of collaborate, bring in external partners to try to accommodate the challenge that we're trying to meet. So this is huge. Make no mistake about it, we've not seen this level of influx of migrants into Denver at any given time. And I've been mayor for 12 years, so we haven't seen it. And we've been forced to really come together and try to figure this out. We've done it.
Yeah, so you have.
That doesn't really sound like you're that supportive.
Right. I mean, and by the way, that 10,000, now that number has ballooned, I mean, well over 50,000. So, you know, this was just a short time ago. Just want to know how resources are being taxed. Just look at Denver's hospitals right now. So you're sending out this sanctuary city guidebook for other people to follow in your footsteps. And yet all of your city services are being taxed where Denver residents are being screwed. And this is exactly what's happening to hospitals.
Tonight, one of Colorado's largest hospitals facing a crisis. Physicians at Denver Health telling us they treat everyone who comes to the ER, regardless of immigration status or ability to pay. But they're struggling to handle a spike in migrant patients.
It's been really, really hard to take care of them, both in terms of their inability to pay, but also just the sheer volume of patients that we weren't expecting.
Denver has a population of 700,000 people. And just the last year, nearly 40,000 migrants have arrived.
Yeah. So that's going great. That's going great at your hospitals. You really can take care of the people of Denver. But you've now added a huge percentage of people that have never been there before. And now you, the taxpayers, are now footing the bill for this.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize what that does to, like, the police force, what it does to the fire department, what it does to ambulance services. Like, all of those services get overwhelmed because now they're having to manage 70,000 more people when they only had 700,000 to begin with. Like, that's insane.
Pono in our chat says, check the amount of burglaries and murders now in Denver. Be curious to see those numbers, how much those have gone up. Well, to David's point, the Denver PD absolutely knows this is exactly taxing their services. Look, Denver to replace police officers with drones for 911 calls amid budget cuts because they've had to cut so much. Yeah, plan to cut a combined $45 million worth of expenses from city agencies is the mayor. Your mayor, Mike, your mayor. The police department alone received a cut of $8.4 million. While the fire department's budget was slashed by $2.5 million. Way to go. Earlier this spring, Denver's Democrat mayor actually cut funding for the police and fire departments in order to keep the flood of illegals coming into the city. Prior to that, the city had cut other services for taxpayers as well. What's the mayor there now? What's his name? Is it Mike Mike Johnson? Or is it...
Michael Hancock.
Still Michael Hancock, yeah, Michael. Right? Yeah. I mean, when you have Republicans right now and Democrats who are all on board this uniparty of bringing in these individuals, that's the thing. That's the secret here.
Mike Johnston.
Yeah, he's the current mayor. Yeah.
Mayor. So, yeah. Okay. I just scrolled up and looked at what I saw.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Hancock is. Yeah. So, but he's already cut $45 million. So they're slashing these budgets right now for city services and police departments, firefighters, but they'll put drones. So they'll just send a drone out. Like if you have a 911 call, they're going to send a drone to see if it's legit. If it's legit, then they'll send somebody, but they just don't have the resources right now to send a real human. So they'll just send a drone.
When I was talking to a person that travels, and they come to close to Denver often, and they used to park in Denver to do overnight camping and stuff. And it was a very, like, you know, friendly area. And she won't even go in Denver now. She's like, many people are like, stay out of Denver. There's more car break-ins. She doesn't feel safe staying in her camper van now in anywhere near Denver. So it's just, yeah.
Denver mayor defunds police
San Francisco.
$8 million to take care of illegal border crossers. That was in April. So does this new guide mean that red state governors should start sending more of these folks to Denver? You know, as an example? And what should the next steps be? So many migrants have come to Colorado. What are they going to do about it? They don't have the answers, but they've definitely put together a handy dandy guide that they can send out to other sanctuary cities on how they've done it so well.
I have an answer. In that little guide where they have that path, like if they're coming, just coming through, and then they have, if no, remove the no section and just keep it on the yes.
Right. Just, you know, keep, just them,
keep
flowing.
That top line.
Yeah. No, but
you're
the no,
and you're out.
The no section was crazy. I know we kind of went past it, but the no section is like, fine. If they're not moving on, then make it a comfortable place for them to stay. Make sure they've got housing, food, health assistance, all of that. The people of
Colorado
don't have that.
Yeah, if I move, I'm going to go back, I'm going to sell all my stuff, and then I'm going to go down through San Diego, down to Mexico, and I'm going to come up through the border, and I get to go live wherever I want, probably get my rent paid, get some furniture.
Yeah, burn your passport like those guys do at the border. Yeah. Just set your passport on fire.
I'll pretend I'm mute. I'll just be like,
can't speak. Yeah. Just say you're from the Mideast somewhere.
Yep.
Osama bin Foster. And they'll welcome you in under the Biden administration. And your name is Osama. Come on in. They'll welcome you with open arms, bring you right in. Well,
even with my tattoo, that would be like a American tattoo.
Yeah. Cover that up. Make sure a long sleeve shirt on. Your American flag tattoo. Cover that up.
He's MAGA.
Well, that's crazy.